Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos, calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm good on this wonderful Sunday. How are you?
I'm doing my fine, ma'am. Thank you for asking. Today, I'm conducting the voluntary opinion survey, ma'am. You want to help me out today?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. Can you do it slowly?
Okay. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. You want to help me out today?
Opinion on what?
Okay. It's just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. So what is your year of birth, ma'am?
81.
Okay. And what is your race?
Black. Caribbean. Thanks. Black. Afro-Caribbean.
Thank you.
I'm Caribbean. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I guess strong because I'm always going to vote Democrat.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Next are some questions about you think things are going in your community and a country. Okay, ma'am?
Sure.
So, when thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, someone unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
In the direction they're headed?
Yeah, in which the direction Georgia is headed.
Diversity?
Excuse me?
You said diversity or direction?
No, direction. Yeah, direction.
Okay. I guess somewhat. What was after somewhat?
Okay, very satisfied, someone unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied?
Somewhat unsatisfied.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the Joe, excuse me, do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor?
No, and I disapprove.
Okay, so will you say strongly, somewhat, approve?
So the question is, do you approve?
Yeah, approve or disapprove.
Okay, disapprove. And then you said strongly, and then put strongly. Okay.
Strongly disapprove?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following, okay?
Okay.
So using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which is neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You can use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, ma'am. If you don't know or you never heard of the person or group, tell us that as well, okay?
Okay.
So, the first name on the list is Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay.
We'll put Donald, 8. Put 8.
Oh, 8? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump.
0.
0? Okay. Republicans in Congress.
2.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Put 5.
5? Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Joe Biden.
7.
And Brian Kemp.
2.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, put it to 5.
Oh, 5?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, ma'am, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Okay.
0 to 10.
8.
8? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing is, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, ma'am, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change in issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community.
10.
Thank you. How will you describe black political power since 2020? You would say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference. Is someone less powerful or is much less powerful?
Somewhat, because of Roblox.
Someone more powerful?
Somewhat, yes, because they have Roblox.
Okay. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, ma'am, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using this scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there's 50-50. Okay. Would you say you care, would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected for president in 2024?
Great deal.
Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you vote, or will you not vote for president, or you're undecided?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Now, for something a little different, ma'am, has your life gone worse or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president? Gone better, stay about the same, gone worse?
Same.
Okay.
Well, wait, sorry, hold on. Better.
Okay, gone better?
Yes, it has gotten better.
Okay. Now, the next thing is I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Okay, ma'am?
Say that last part again. Sorry.
Yes. 10 means it will ten means definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve.
Uh-huh.
And 0 means definitely should not be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so climate change.
Definitely.
So 10?
Yes, please. Yes. 10.
Okay. Reducing racism and discrimination.
10.
Okay. Healthcare?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Abortion access?
10.
Okay. It's going to be the same list, ma'am, but it's going to be something a little different, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been on one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Also, climate change?
8.
Okay. Reducing racism and discrimination?
9.
Healthcare?
6.
Okay. Jobs and wages?
6.
And abortion access?
5.
5, okay. Thank you. What was healthcare again, ma'am?
Healthcare was 8.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the 3 years in office, okay?
Okay.
So for each law, please tell me it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, which is a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first statement is that Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violation.
Great deal.
Okay. The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations.
Great deal.
And next is, in a proclamation on grand pardon for the offenses of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same.
a great deal. Too many people in jail for that.
Okay. Rome is done here, ma'am. I really appreciate your time, and your opinion does matter. Okay, ma'am?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, now, I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Okay, so black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic that will expand our internet access and that lower the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities.
And what was the choice again?
0 to 10. 0 means not at all convincing. 10, extremely convincing.
10.
Okay. The next statement is, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward or we will go backwards. We will fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or we will let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed. The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. And 2024 is up to us to decide our future.
8.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of serving, man, people change their minds. It is okay if you did or did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you, okay? So please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change issues that matter to you.
Okay.
0 to 10.
10. For my vote matters?
Yes, 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. Okay. Now, ma'am, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president,
okay,
Congress, and other state and local offices?
That's
so for this...
Or the highest one, likely, most likely.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, so 0 means you will definitely not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance of a vote, and 10 means... Okay.
Oh, sorry, 10, sorry, 10, 10, 10. Okay. Sorry, I'm in a rush because I have to go. I didn't realize this was going to take so much time.
No, man, we're almost done. We're almost done. We're at 90%.
Okay.
We're almost done. Okay, so we're almost done, but I really appreciate your time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really do. So now, will you say it care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who's elected for president in 2024? A great deal, a little bit, not that much, not at all?
A great deal.
Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Will you not vote
Joe
for
Biden.
President? Okay. Now, it's going to be a list. We're going to run it real quick, okay?
Okay.
Okay, how do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information, okay? So the options is a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them, okay?
Okay.
So, fair fight?
Riley? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Fair fight.
You've already got like 2 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's it. Probably just 1 minute. I need. So a fair fight.
Sorry. Say it one more time.
Yeah. Fair fight.
I got the options. Just tell me what the question is.
Okay. So it's the following organizations I'm gonna name. Okay. So when you say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Okay. So fair fight.
Never heard of them.
Okay. Secretary of State?
Neutral.
Okay, not that much or not at all?
Yeah. Not, and this is the, sorry, I'm distracted because that's why I said I had to go. This is the category for what now?
Yes. How much do you trust each of the following organizations
for accurate? Secretary of State.
A great deal.
Whatever is the middle one.
Okay, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Not that much.
Okay, not that much. Black voters matter.
Never heard of them. Well, I have. This one, I never heard of them because I don't want to rate people I don't really know.
Okay. People's Agenda?
Don't know them.
Okay. Pro-Georgia?
Never. No, I don't know what they do.
Okay. New Georgia Project?
Don't know what they do.
Local Board of Election?
Don't know what they do.
And Fair Count?
Don't know what they do.
Okay. Okay, so these next few questions are for statistical purposes only. So this is the last part, and that's it. You're done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thinking about your approach for political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Can you repeat that?
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Do you consider yourself as one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four,
straight,
or something else? Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
married,
single step? Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the 18?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Would you say that you're full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off? Full-time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last year, that is 2020, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is five. Okay, ma'am?
Wait, sit down.
Last year, that is 2022, ma'am, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is five.
250.
Okay. Finally, ma'am, this is the last part. If you say yes or no, that depends on you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so finally, ma'am, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, or simply remind you of upcoming elections. And as a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card.
That's okay.
No?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay, ma'am. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. 20 minutes.